I'm quite shy. And in order to combat that shyness and also help defeat my public speaking phobia from years ago, I sort of developed this process. And here it is. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Super happy that you're here. Thank you so much for taking the time. Today and this week, I want to talk about some things that I've been really doing a lot of thinking about that I think are important for all of us to think about. And I do mean all of us. I know that sounds grandiose, but really it's about communication. It's about how we interact with other people and how to do it successfully. And the reason I started thinking about this is a couple of weeks ago, a good friend of mine came into New York City to spend the day with me. And we wandered around New York City all over the place. And one of the places that I took him to was the new Stavros Niarchos Library. We went up to the rooftop terrace. And as I was telling him about it, I said, you know, most of the time it's really empty. And it's just a really beautiful spot to take in New York City. And here's the thing that happened that I thought was really interesting. We got there and there was a huge group of people already there. And they were all in various states of sketching and drawing. And we sat down next to one gentleman who was drawing, and I asked him what they were doing there. And he said, oh, we're sketching. And we got into this really fun little conversation, he and I, and it turns out he and his wife are from Spain. And so I got to speak a little Spanish with him, which was super fun. And we continued our conversation. We had a nice chat, and then Steve and I ended up leaving. And as we were walking towards Bryant Park, Steve said to me, you know, I envy something about you. And I said, what's that? And he said, your ability to just chat with people. You've been getting into conversations with people all day long. And I can't do that. And I thought, huh, okay. And so what I said to him is what I want to say to you about all of this. And that is that the most important thing that I can say about communication with people, especially new people, is to cultivate a sense of curiosity. That's the number one thing. And that's what I said to Steve, is that I cultivate a sense of curiosity. I am curious about people, about who they are, about what makes them tick, and I want to know more. So I do a podcast where I interview people, of course, so that makes me a curious person anyway, or at least I think you have to be a curious person in order to interview people well. And it's also something that I love to do. I love to know where people are from, what makes them tick, who they are, what drives them, what do they get excited about, what are they passionate about, what are they creative about. All of these things are things that I want to know about. And so as I was talking to Steve, I sort of codified this in my own mind, right? I went, so what is my process? And I said, well, you know what, Steve, actually, I'm quite shy. And in order to sort of combat that shyness and also help defeat my public speaking phobia from years ago, I sort of developed this process. And here it is. First of all, again, cultivate curiosity, be curious. But second of all, here's the way I do it. I approach someone new and I ask them three questions, right? And if there's a conversation to be had, then by the fourth thing that I'll say, I'm about to offer a tidbit of myself, right? So the three questions are not the same question every time, but the point of this is, if you're going to approach someone, ask them a question, and then based on their answer, ask them another question. And then based on that answer, ask them a third question. And if it looks like you two are clicking conversationally, at that point, you can offer a tidbit about yourself. That's how you do it. And so let me talk a little bit about the types of questions, because I know people, honestly, a lot of us are shy. A lot of us feel socially awkward. A lot of us have no idea how to start a conversation or how to be in a conversation. No one ever teaches us that. Have you noticed that? No one ever teaches us how to actually start and be in conversations. So this is a technique that will just really work. Honestly, it will just really work. So if you are somewhere and you see someone doing something, the simple first question is, what are you doing? And it, like I did with the gentleman who was drawing, you know, oh, what are you all doing here? And he answered. And from that, I was able to go, oh, that's so cool. I love the architecture in New York City. What's your favorite type of architecture? And then he told me. And then I asked another question based on the fact that he was from Spain and I love the architecture in Spain. And then after that, I mentioned as my offer of a little bit of information that I speak Spanish, albeit not terribly well. And then we continued on the conversation in Spanish for a minute. So that's a way, if you see someone doing something and you want to strike up a conversation, ask them something about what they're doing. If you're at an event, the best first question, like if you're at a work event or any other kind of event, ask them, what brings you here? Like if you're at a wedding, you might not say, what brings you here? Because chances are they're there to be at the wedding, but it's something that you can actually talk to them about and say, oh, do you know the groom or the bride, for example, or the groom and the groom or the bride and the bride or whatever. That's another thing that you can ask the person, right? If you're at some sort of event, if you ask what brings you here, they'll give you information. And based on that information, you can ask a follow-up question. And then based on that information, you can ask another follow-up question. I hope you're seeing where this is going. And the thing is, after three of those questions, feel free to offer up a relevant tidbit about yourself. That's when you can do that. And if they then turn around and ask you a question about you, then you know the conversation's going to be an easy one and you're going to be off to the races. If they are not going to ask you a question about you, if they're really only interested in offering more about themselves, that's fine too. Depends on your level of curiosity about them at that point. And then you can go, yes or no, I want to stay in this conversation. If you don't, make your exit and leave. If you do, keep asking them questions. It's super easy. Another thing is if you're both at a party and you want to strike up a conversation, a really good question to ask is, how do you know the host? Ta-da, super easy entryway into a conversation. And by the way, don't use this technique to put the make on people. Don't come on to people like this. It's just a way of getting to know people. This isn't a pickup artist thing. This is a cultivate curiosity about people and who they are thing. Please remember that. Now, when you search for the relevant bits in their answers to things and you ask follow-up questions, you can also use something that is called the mirroring technique. So if you are not sure about how to ask a relevant follow-up question, here's a super easy, relevant follow-up technique, okay? You take the last three or four words that they said and you formulate a question out of them. And after they've answered those three or four questions, you can, as I said, feel free to offer a relevant tidbit about yourself. Doing the same kind of thing, relevant to the last few words they said, make an offer about something about yourself. And you don't want to make it big and you don't want to take over the conversation. Sort of offer the tidbit and then give a slight pause to see if they're going to ask you about it. And if they don't and you want to continue the conversation, ask them another question that's related to themselves and to what they've been talking about. That's a way of really starting these kinds of conversations, whether you're at a networking event, whether you're at a party, whether you're at a wedding, whether you're at a picnic, it doesn't matter. These are super easy, tried and true ways that I have used for years now to start conversations and to chat with people. And it's a way of making yourself comfortable with it, particularly if you feel awkward. A lot of us feel terrified of striking up conversations. I have felt terrified about it. This is a super easy way to do it that will ease your comfort level. It will make you feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more available. And it honestly, if you're shy, it'll keep the focus off of you and the focus on them. And I want you to remember that the way to do this, you know, I'm a big fan of Dale Carnegie because he talked a lot about this. Like the book that he wrote, How to Win Friends and Influence People, sounds like a slimy title, but the methods behind it are really, really clear. Be curious about the other person. Be really curious. Want to know who they are. And don't just do it because you can get something out of it. Do it because it elevates all of us. If we know more about each other, if we know more about each other's processes and thoughts and ideas, it makes them more relevant to us. It makes us more relevant to them. And it also increases our intimacy. And that's crucial because we live in a big world that's increasingly isolated. Super, super important to remember that. We live in a huge world that's increasingly isolated. And the more we can make those connections with people, and the more we can have meaningful human interaction, the more that rising tide will lift all boats, because you cannot be indifferent to someone you know. You cannot be indifferent to someone you know. And indifference is death. It is. So caring is life. And that is the way to really, in many ways, change the world we're living in for the better. Alrighty, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I'm going to have another communication episode for you tomorrow. I hope you enjoy that one as well. And by the way, if you, as I've been saying this a lot, and I'm going to keep saying it, if you want to have conversations about this, or maybe get some coaching around this, around how to become a better communicator, about how to become someone who is less shy and less awkward, do me a favor, book a discovery call with me. I'd love to get to know you a little bit better and then see if there's a way we can work together for me to help you become the kind of communicator you want to be, whether it's public speaking or just starting a conversation on a rooftop terrace, wherever. I'd love to be able to help you if that's the kind of coaching you feel you need. Please get in touch with me. Book a discovery call. There is a link right in the show notes for this episode. You can feel free to do that. I'd be happy to speak with you and see who you are and see how I might be able to help. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.